You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy post-draft Monday, everybody.
Happy overdraft. No, yes, you're post-draft.
How did it go? Okay, first of all, last time we talked, you were heading out to your booyah thing. Heading out to Heritage Shield for my event.
Boy, did you have some people out there at the booyah thing.
Oh, man.
In the crappy weather.
We couldn't believe it. I mean,
I couldn't believe it.
I was standing at Heritage Hill.
Did you stop in at our booth?
I went down that way and I kind of checked it
Kyle
out.
Kyle stopped.
And I was just, when the other people were speaking, I'm looking out the big windows over green, you know, I'm thinking, ooh, what a icky day.
And, yeah, I'm sending, Steve Lassay was our booyah chef and he brought quite a team and it was really fun. We see that line we had?
Yes.
That everybody, I mean, a lot of people, but I couldn't believe how many people were there. The band was great. I thought that polka band was good. I thought that music band was good. Still a lot of Green Bay people, I will say that. But there were some people that we met from Philadelphia that were in there. They were their jerseys. I say, from Philly? Oh, yeah. I thought that was a great event. I don't know exactly how much we all made on that. There were 12 nonprofits there, but that was a lot of fun. Yeah. Thanks for everybody who came to that, but that was a good one.
Who won?
The Belgian people won.
The Belgians get all the bread.
They did. We kind of walked
down.
What
did they ever do? What do they know about booyah? Yeah. Came from the UP.
Oh, yeah, they did. So
wow.
But it was great.
It was only bad. It was almost like the only bad morning.
But it kind of started and stopped.
And then it kind of, the sun was trying to come out type of thing. It was really nice at Light Park the other night. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I can't tell you though. I felt like, because who was the last band? I can never pronounce their name. De La Soul?
De La Soul. Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard anything so loud and I've never heard a crowd react more than from about 9 till 10 that night or whatever. I was in my living room and I literally had to close the windows. It was so coming across that water. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, I hadn't been to a concert at Light Park in a while. I didn't realize how big those stages are. No, because I remember years ago, were you mayor in 2014?
Yes.
Okay. That's when we did a big 4th of July event.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was like one of the first big 4th of July ones.
That was fun. That was a good one.
Yeah. But it was basically you just kind of have your platform. And some little things. See, I remember one of them came down on the stage. It was really windy. And the scaffolding came down.
But we were playing the other way, though. We weren't facing your building.
No. I'm not even saying that. Oh. But I'm just saying from, because it was still growing at that, Lake Park or whatever.
I was just getting started.
And what I'm saying is now with that huge stage and with the way they had with acoustically, where it was like coming down the river.
Right.
It's like, whoa, it's like when you're at the Widener and you talk like this and you've never sounded so good in the back row.
Right.
It's like one of those things. Right. I don't know if any engineer designed it, but the way it is now, the way put their stage and the way that sound comes down the river is really something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that I went the first night and I don't know if my hearing's getting better or if they're getting louder.
Okay. That you agree, don't you? But I think it's because of the stage.
Yes. Well, I was closer to the stage.
But you know what I'm saying? I think it just...
I agree. I think it was... Was it well attended?
Oh, man. Well, I was there early. I was there from like 5:30 to 7-ish.
It started at 4?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And it was just starting. Like, the band I saw was... I was wondering if we had them in Hang 10. You know them, Todd? You know that name?
Were they here?
I've heard of them.
I was wondering if they were here. Hey, did you see who's going to Epic in like May or June? Gin Blossoms. There are three of them. Three that we all listened to that were like big in the 80s, 90s.
They're coming here.
Blues Traveler. And somebody else. But it'd be like three people that, like, the old pop stations, the QLHs and the IXXs back in the world would have been their total playlists. And they're all going to be one night at Epic. That's a big lineup.
That's cool.
That's a cool, a very cool lineup. Oh, you know who else is coming to town? I don't know if you saw this. In Sturgeon Bay, one of your favorites. One of your absolute favorites is playing Door County Theater. Or Door County Pavilion, or whatever it is. Did you see it?
No.
I think he's kicking off the season.
What type of music?
I don't know whether yours.
Well, I like all kinds of music. What? Door County, one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to tell. I mean, it's six alone. John, I don't know.
Wayne Newton.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Wow. We got to get a bus
now
ride
that,
up there.
That, I would have guessed him because that's like almost too big for Door County.
I know. I thought the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
What is the festival? Because we have to start working that now.
It's the season schedule, I think, they put out. Door County.
Wow.
Like their version of Epic or something.
It's at the Door County Auditorium. The Door Community Auditorium is when Wayne Newton will be going to.
Okay, we have to get them down here to promote it.
Monday night, June 9th at 8 p.m. in Fish Creek.
So the 7th, we have those boat races.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, that's
the
7th, right.
That's June 7th. So, okay, Wayne Newton's going to be in town. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to dig into that one.
Was I right? One of your favorites?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I've seen him. Mm-hmm.
So I have to say this because, I know you like Liberace.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting personal messages now on Facebook with people that send me little videos of Liberace singing and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
And they'll say, send this to the mayor.
Mr. Entertainer.
Three of them over the weekend.
Wow. Yeah. So let us know, everybody. Again, I tried to take in... I regret not going back one of the other days. They were opening night, and it was so overwhelming, like I said, with just that sea of humanity. Dom and I, and thank God Dom is, 8 feet tall. Like, Dom, do you see where the so-and-sos are or whatever? Because it was so, you were swept up in the whole thing. You were almost just survival, just got to go with the flow and whatever. But I didn't see a single thing wrong. And I got to say one thing, too. The first thing that kind of the sexy thing to do is rip the beer prices, and people would show, their receipts, whatever. But I will say this, those were 25 ounces. So that's like twice the size of a normal beer, isn't it? I mean, I think I saw Michelob Ultra were $8 a can. Is that right?
And
I didn't see it at the thing. I'm just seeing Facebook things. Hmm. But I mean, that's normal. I mean, you would pay that anywhere.
They were giving free Jersey subs.
Oh, were they? Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
I went early, right? Like 9:30 on Saturday. There was, I don't know how many shoots they had to walk in. There was nobody there. And there were a lot of.
In the morning or at night?
In the morning.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people from Green Bay there. A lot of people that we knew or ran
into.
But it wasn't crowded at all. And what I thought was cool, the draft is the draft. It's nice to hear him call those numbers or the players. But, I was telling you, I enjoyed seeing the Heisman Trophy, the Walter Payton Trophy, the pictures of all the locker rooms from all the quarterbacks, all their uniforms, and you get your picture taken with your favorite quarterback. So obviously my wife was just all around Patrick Mahomes' locker. Then they had the other place where you get your pictures taken in the Super Bowl rings, and we'd gone to the Super Bowl, so you want to jump in that ring. And the customer service I thought was terrific. I thought it was great. Then you go into the tent and look at all the Super Bowl rings. I thought there was a lot to do there, and I didn't think it was crowded at all. But again, we were there at 9:30. We left probably 2. So
was that the crappy day or the nicer day?
It was Saturday. It was great. I guess it got busy, but I don't know. I've been reading a little bit about. I'm not totally impressed with the guy who was in charge. I don't know who it was, some New Yorker or some. But he's like, I can't believe we just blew away the expectations. This guy forecasted
300.
Yeah, but he forecasted 80,000 people a day.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? We get that for a Packer game. Now, you have expanded the things to see here by tenfold.
And I'm just going to say this. So I was at the actual meeting, one meeting where I went with Lisa, and they had everybody. Yep. And I asked the guy in charge, I said, analytically, algorithm. I said, I don't even know what I'm talking about, but is there a way you mathematically kind of figure out how many people? And I want to say he's the one that said 200,000.
for the event.
Yeah, and that's the word they got from NFL or whomever. He said that at that meeting. That's the official word, and that was the Green Bay Police.
Detroit brought in 200,000 people a day, 600,000 people aggregate. So he thought we were going to bring in 80,000 people a day. He would have not made it at KI, I'll tell you that, because we could not forecast. We couldn't be off 2.5 times. I mean, I think that's what that does for raw materials, labor. I mean,
think about a guy like that in a position at KI where people are walking out with chairs.
What I'm saying is that guy. I can't believe he wasn't
disappearing. What's the poor guy supposed to do?
I think he sandbagged that number. I did
to make it look like
right. Oh my God! Did we exceed expectations? This town just blew me away. That's what he was saying last night.
I will say this though.
Come on, 80,000 people a day,
and we had all these grandiose thing. Oh, we're gonna take them to supper clubs. You didn't. If you're a diehard fan, you got to be a diehard fan to be coming here. You know what I mean? For this draft, I mean it's. Everybody would like to go to a Super Bowl. You got to be a little bit more hardcore to be a draft guru. It's like somebody, how big of a baseball fan are you? I'm so big, I go to spring training. You know what I mean? You're committed if you go into the draft. Whereas the Super Bowl, you're a little more fun, glitz, look at me, I'm cool, I'm at the Super Bowl. So with that being said, we were correct on something. This was a big day crowd, I believe. People driving from... I was sitting there talking to people that night from La Crosse, Wausau, Eau Claire, Stout College.
But you had that base, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. So we brought in a lot. Okay, right. I think what they're saying is, well, Green Bay only has, the population of Green Bay is only such and such. But you almost look, when it's an event in Green Bay regarding the Packers, you better look at about a 200-mile radius to what we really are.
Right.
People do not mind trucking it to come to a Green Bay event, more so than I think a lot of other areas. That's right. What I'm saying. So I think that's what might have thrown off their thing. Our population, it's just like, it's the exact same thing I talked about in that threw people off in San Diego. The night before the Super Bowl, me and Burke, and I think maybe and Larry went to an event and they had it shut. They're out of beer. They said, you can come in, but we're out of beer. We sold out of beer. And we sat in the lobby the night before the Super Bowl and bought a six pack because they did the NFL does those same whatever they call them, estimates, based on, you know, other cities and everything. And Green Bay fans blew them away. It was like 10-1. 10 Packer fans were coming to the Super Bowl versus one Packer fan that actually had a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They just come to events bigger and better than anyone else in the country. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that.
Yeah. Again, I think the guy sandbagged the number.
Yeah.
I mean... If somebody would have told me, you know, they're expecting 80,000 people a day, I don't ever remember hearing that number. I don't know. Maybe I did, but I just didn't calculate it. But I'm like, we're going to do a lot more than 80,000 a day. We get that for a game.
Well, even that night when Dom and I were walking around, I said, Dom, I think it's like 3 times a home game crowd. And this was almost like pregame, you know, before they actually made the drafts. I thought, even that night, I was thinking it was 3 times. Yeah. So that would be what? 7 times 20? That would be 200,000.
Yeah. So, which is what they brought.
Right.
Anyway, I thought it was great. I wasn't in charge.
Were you there for the drone show?
Huh?
Were you there for the drone show?
No, but I heard that was awesome.
I just saw it on video. Holy crapola.
And there were people complaining about that, too. Well, oh, you know, that's really nothing much to look at.
Well, I don't know.
Really? I thought it was cool.
How many drones did they have up there?
I'm not sure.
They must have
thousands?
I mean, that is very, very cool. When
one?
They had Lombardi, they put that face together. That was cool.
Thought that was spectacular.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch of texts here we're going to get to. Starting a whole new week. It's going to be good. Let us know how it went for you all. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome to Post-Draft Monday. Nice day out there this morning. 50 degrees in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 49 in Oshkosh. It's so nice that it's sunny now.
Yeah.
At this time. Like I was just walking. It's like, okay, the flags are flying. I'm going to be 100% certain now because it was a little dark at times. And your boys at the Northland, your people at the Northland, your folks in Northland,
yeah,
don't have the flag out as early as they used to. So you got to talk to them. So I was trying to look at the courthouse.
They don't take that down every day, do they?
Yeah. Who's in charge? I'll take that job for free rent.
Wow.
I'll do that, guy.
You're right. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Winds are from the...
What's going to get windy today, boy?
Southeast at 14 to 16 miles an hour.
Right now, it's south at 7. That's right now.
It's going to be twice as bad.
Yep.
Well, today could be some stormy, so keep it tuned right
hail,
here.
Right?
Yeah. Hail, possibly some tornadoes across the state.
We dodged that one for a few days. Yeah, like I said, we had one bad day. And it wasn't horrific, but it wasn't just... what do we got going today? Forecast, scattered thunder showers, high in the low 50s. We've got Brittany coming on to talk about it, right?
Yes, okay. She'll be coming out.
Monday is Superhero Day, Save the Frogs Day, Blueberry Pie Day. Jay Leno is 75, Ann Margaret, 84. I was starstruck at the Widener when Ann Margaret in town for Little Whore House in Texas.
Oh.
With Gary Sandy from WKRP.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like starstruck. It's like, that's Ann Margaret. That's Ann Margaret. God, I had a thing for her. Remember her movie C.C. Rider with Joe Namath?
I don't.
Okay. 1969. Joe Namath played a part of like a biker guy. Remember that one?
Well, he was such a
really bad movie.
Such a great actor.
He was maybe the worst actor there's ever been in history. And he thought he was good. Well, I think I'm going to acting. As Joe, you're not good.
Wow.
You're not good.
The story's not too far off of your own, John. I mean, really. You know, you had a career.
Right.
And now you would like to do some more acting,
and
right?
Someone's got
to
tell you. And I don't mind being that guy. But you go ahead and, you know.
Actually, I think it would be fun to do Mino's Playhouse. And then what we do is not like Pee-wee's Playhouse, but like give you a script and let you do a part.
Absolutely.
And just see, and then, you know, see how he does.
I like this. And then what role I could be, because when I do retire, I plan on moving to L.A. and just trying to get jobs as an extra and stuff like that. I am. I'm not even joking. I'm still growing into my character.
Okay.
Tex here. I saw Junior Brown yesterday at Wittenberg High School. He sang a few trucker song favorites.
Oh, cool.
Terry. Kudos to Burkles. Great food, and they didn't jack up their prices. They are the best. Patty. Very nice Patty.
That was a busy little corner because that was the drop-off.
Kind of like a parking hub right there, wasn't it?
Well, it was a parking lot, but it was a drop-off for Uber, too. So.
Oh, okay.
But still, I'm not sure why, because that was a hike to get in. If it was just a drop-off to party, that was a great place to get dropped off to party because you got Burkles right there, and then, of course, the Stadium View and Badger State, and then and Doozy's. But if that was not a great drop-off if you wanted to enter because you had to go all the way up the
Ridge. Okay, something we had talked about when we were on start for money-making things. Did they have the little PETA car or the PETA?
They did.
They did?
Two of them. Mm-hmm.
Just two of them, though.
I only saw two. Maybe they had more. I saw two of them. But
how much business would somebody in a golf cart or ATV could have gotten?
Yeah, I'm surprised there weren't more golf carts there.
That's
like,
what I mean.
I'm talking about like a 6-8 pat, those big golf
carts. Yeah. They didn't have those. Like almost like a little shuttle.
I didn't see them. Because that, as I told you.
That was the one complaint I got from people was how far it was to go from the district down there. What was that considered? The
Legends District.
Legends District. From there to the entrance was the only consistent complaint I heard. Why didn't they have entrances for that many people on both ends of the stadium?
100% is that I heard that, and I was working yesterday at shelter. Even younger kids were like, 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
They were like...
Because once you were inside the thing, there was no sitting down if you weren't, you know, up front in that section.
What do you mean?
Like, if you were in the draft
The draft area. Oh, now, yeah.
There were not many places to sit. I think that's one of the reasons that the Aaron's Hill was so popular for a while. People walk around, and there's like no place to sit. Let's go sit on the side of the hill, which was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, unless you had VIP seating inside. So.
But I mean, for 90% of the other people, 95%, no.
Yeah.
Other texts here, we got other Door County shows besides Wayne Newton this summer, Asleep at the Wheel.
Oh, those guys are awesome. Those guys were at the Widener a long, long time ago.
They were huge, man.
They're still
huge band.
Around? I'll tell you, if Asleep at the Wheel is there the same night as Wayne Newton, nothing. It'd take a lot to keep me away from that.
I don't think Wayne Newton and Asleep at the Wheel are going to share a stage.
Probably not. No.
Just, I don't, I'm not a promoter. I'm just.
You don't think you're going to open?
Don't think so. Don't think so. Wow. Marty Stewart is coming back. Is that his rebirth of his big hat tour or whatever he did?
I don't know.
JJ Gray and Mofos. I don't know them. Do you, Todd?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. This is from Cheese Curd Nick. Cheese Curd Nick, give us a report. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, Nick. You've got the best people working there. I mean, that was a lot of fun. We spent a couple times at his brats. It doesn't say Cheese Curd Nick. I thought he was branding that. Or did you give him that name?
I gave him that name.
Oh, I thought that was his brand because we kind of got there. We're looking around.
The doghouse?
Yeah.
No, it's not called the doghouse.
Well, that's his restaurant site, I think.
Oh, because.
For the hot dogs and everything.
Okay, because you said.
I know. I don't know why he doesn't just go by Cheese Curd Nick.
Right.
Apparently he doesn't have to.
Yeah, we gave you your identity. Take it and run with it.
But it was more cheese curds, brats, burgers, you know, which is great. But I said, look for Cheese Curd Nick. We gotta go find this guy.
It's like the sports writer in Lansing in high school just said magic or Irvin Johnson is magical. Okay, just from that one.
That was, it.
That's how he got the name Magic Johnson. One word.
Yeah.
Irvin Johnson was magical, and the kids the next day at school, hey Magic, boom. That was his nickname.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I got this one. How about Deion's kid going in the fifth? I think his dad had something to do with this kid falling. Not even a question.
No doubt.
Another one. There was rideshare drop-offs on both sides of the stadium. Mike. Okay.
Okay.
And that's cool. Yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, like, once you're at the stadium view and trying to maneuver.
It takes a little bit to get there.
Yeah. I think a good. That would have been a perfect job for us to make money. Do we do it just for tips? Next time.
Next time.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Our Monday after the NFL draft. Man, we talked about that thing for over a year, and now it's come and gone. You know what's so funny, though? It's like when the carnival comes to town, it's like, oh, my God, you got to see these tents they're putting up. You got to see this. It's so good. And then, like, Monday morning or Sunday night, you would never know anything was there. Isn't that crazy how that goes? Brittany Bertolau, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm pretty good. Got woken up by some crazy thunder this morning. It's here right now.
I got to tell you, I was at a thing the other night, and I must have met six people from the Wausau area, and they were like, no, we're just driving back and coming back in tomorrow or the next day or whatever. It's like people in that part of the state, when it comes to the Packer driving, that's like nothing to them, is it?
No.
Like nothing.
Well, we drive up there and ski. You can leave here. Yeah. You're on the hill in, what, hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. So, it's a suburb.
Yeah.
Yeah. My town cleared out while the draft was going on. No one was here. It was a ghost town. They were all visiting you.
Yes. Yeah, they really, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, just this one night, like six different people who didn't know each other, but they're all from the Guasa area. Yeah. So that was kind of cool. They really represented really, really good. Did you watch any of it?
Yes, I did. I got to watch it. I didn't get to go, but it's all right. How was it?
It was good. Your forecast was right on. Saturday was a little nasty. It was cold. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those cold, windy kind of, or Friday, I'm sorry, not Saturday. Friday. Saturday was beautiful.
Yeah, Saturday.
Friday, the one day, but you know what? We'll take that. End of April, we could have anything here. We got the Midwest is getting hit again. I think we had a nice little bubble where let's take what we got and go with it. Wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Saturday was great. It wasn't very crowded in the morning. I went earlier in the morning, but it was fun. It was great. I'm glad we hosted it. It was good. I mean, some guy rated it a B. That's great. I would give it two. I think there's things we could have done a little bit better, but there are things we did that were just excellent. The best thing, and I've said this, and Don and I were talking about this, the customer service there was right up there with Disney World. Everybody, they had so many employees there. I don't know how many people they employed. They had probably 1,000 people there, I think. But, you know, you want to get your picture taken in front of this or that. And they're like, you want me to take the picture? And they were all employees that were doing that. There was just
I agree. They're
just unbelievably kind. And so when they say Green Bay is a really nice community, and it is, a lot of those people were talking about the people who were working there.
A lot of times that's the most interaction you're going to have with somebody.
Right.
Yeah, but I agree.
It was.
I could see Brittany being a really good.
Oh yeah. Yes. Always friendly.
Yeah. Were you ever a server or a waitress or anything, Brittany?
I sure did. Yeah, that's what got me through college.
Right.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yes, customer service. But you know, it's good though. It really helps you talk to people, get to know the different kinds and what people want. And it really helped me even for weather forecasting, you know? So it's a good social tool. I highly recommend it.
I remember a guy who ran a hiring agency. And when he'd get these people in that were bartenders or waiters and stuff like that, he said, it's almost like when you're looking for construction things, hire farm boys. It's hire people that have worked in that environment for, I don't care if it was car sales or what kind of sales it was. Get somebody that has talked to people, and not just in a friendly terms, but where you're friendly, but knowing you better do this well because your paycheck depends on it. And that's a big factor, knowing how to do that.
That's true. I think every kid, every student should be a waiter or waitress.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I'm saying not just to learn how to be, you know, friendly, look people in the eye, be nice to them, but it's also, you know, when you're the customer, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the maitre d' who sat you too early. Yeah. It's the guy in the kitchen that's lazy. And you don't take it out on them. I mean, they're trying as hard
absolutely.
As they can. So.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yes, that's everybody. I always told my kids, either waiter, waitress, or run for public office. That's very,
to get both, that background.
Both of them are very humiliated, humbling.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
So,
anyway. Got a thing here, Brittany. Good morning from Tigerton, Brittany.
Tigerton.
We are having a cloudy and thunderstorm sort of day, 45 degrees. Brittany got me into storm spotting.
There you go.
Yes. Is this Rob?
This is Rob.
Oh, Rob. Yes, 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 I did. Storm spotting is really cool. And they're all going to be activated today, that's for sure, because we've got some strong to severe storms that are expected through the state today. So
tell us all about it.
A lot of people. Yes. So we've got the perfect mixture, unfortunately. So we've got this warm front lifting through the state right now. I mean, temperatures are already in the low 50s, 51 degrees into Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's going to get a little muggy this afternoon. I've already been woken up to some crazy thunder. It's now headed your way and towards Oshkosh area right now. And you'll probably see that rain a little bit lingering this morning. Some claps of thunder. You might get another round late morning, too. Maybe some hail, quarter-size hail is possible from these storms. But otherwise... Whoa. The big bad ones, they're going to kind of spark up later on this afternoon, maybe from 4 to 5 o'clock or so. And it really wants to hit in towards western Wisconsin, rolling towards Wausau area. I'm in a pretty high risk right now where it could be tornadic. And some of those storms want to roll your way this evening as well. So pretty much, I'd say after 6 o'clock, I would be weather savvy out there. Because
quarter-inch hail can do some damage.
Quarter-inch hail, absolutely. And those are just the first round of storms. Then the second round of storms that we're going through is where 70-mile-per-hour winds are possible.
Wow.
That hail can get even bigger, maybe ping-pong ball-size hail.
What?
And yeah, yeah. And maybe even EF2 tornadoes or bigger.
Holy crap.
Really? I just thought...
Mm-hmm. We love joking around with you and talking about a lot of weird stuff. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah, that's a little more
serious. Tell us more where, when, the possibilities...
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of been like, I don't know, all over social media, a lot of meteorologists and people have been talking about it because moderate risk, it doesn't sound scary, moderate, but that is a 4 out of 5 risk on that severe scale where Oklahoma, the scientists are looking at us like, uh-oh, you're about to have a tornado outbreak or some widespread severe damage in Wisconsin. So that risk really goes from Eau Claire to pretty much Wausau, Stevens Point, and then down to La Crosse. So it's not hitting the Green Bay area, but you're in an enhanced risk, which is just one level lower, which is about a 3 out of 5. And that's still, I mean, we've had damaging tornadoes in a risk that's been lower than that. So really keep an eye out what's going on west and what is headed your way as you go through this evening. I think anything that sparks up in west central Wisconsin, probably from 4 to 5 or so, could be tornadic. I'd really keep an eye on those storms.
Okay,
if they roll towards you around 6 or 7.
That's the second time you said that word.
Tornadic.
Tornadic. Like, so I know tornado-y isn't a word, but tornadic is a word, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's use that a lot
a description.
More now.
That could be tornadic.
We're using that.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Could be tornadic.
Oh, goodness.
So if like, let's say we're... things aren't really going well in the classroom and the principal's coming in. Things could be tornadic.
Yes. Or you know what else? I was watching a thing on this surfer who had lost her leg, and they were talking about how sometimes with the water, They'll just say to themselves, it looks sharky. Because just how conditions are, sometimes the sharks are... Do you know what I'm talking about, Brittany?
Yep. You just get that feeling, that vibe. Your hair standing up.
Yeah.
No, right. This is shark
infested
waters.
It just looks
right.
Sharky. And that's almost the same as tornadic.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like the atmosphere today just
sharnatic,
feels...
Sharnatic.
Tornadic.
Yeah. Tornadic. We're using that.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
So you're saying that this hail, which we haven't seen hail here in a long, long time.
Not that size. If she said ping pong ball.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be.
They got baseball size hail in Southwest Wisconsin about a week ago. So the state's already getting this massive hail. I mean, windshields were busted out, siding ripped off, roofs need to be replaced.
See, we missed.
Storm chaser contractors came into Edgerton. Yeah.
I guarantee I got some buddies. When that hit, they were already loaded up. They were pulling out of their garage. They were driving over there to fix roofs.
Yeah.
And they're legit. Yep. They're not like scam guys, but there's so much work needed in those communities. Yeah. That it's a service.
See, we missed all of that because of the draft.
Yeah. The last year.
You did.
I didn't even know we had that.
Was that 2024? Yeah. Can't be held responsible.
Anything that happened in the last year, we got to get caught up. But I got a stack of newspapers.
Got a lot of bleep going on here. But would that be apt to Oshkosh and Green Bay that could possibly be hit, Brittany? Or is it going to be a little bit further north, do you think?
You know, here's what I think is really going to happen. I think you're going to get a first wave right now. These storms are just going to scare you a little bit, maybe some smaller hail. Then you're going to get another round, maybe around 2 or 3. That one could have some more hail with it. That could be quarter size or so, a little bit larger possible. Then I think all the storms are going to fire up towards, you know, a little further off west. And those are the ones I'd worry about between 6 and 7. Those could have a tornado, baseball size hail, 70 mile per hour winds at least. As it rolls through. Yeah. And then it's not even done yet. I'm not even. I wish I was done, but I'm not. There's another. The cold front still has to move through. And that's going to push through maybe about midnight or so. That could have embedded, hidden, rain-wrapped tornadoes in there. That could have 70, 80 mile per hour winds and more hail. So we've got
multiple. This is serious.
That's serious wind, boy. You get up over 60.
And that size hail.
Wow.
With that size hail.
All right. Yep. That's going to be. I like storms. That's going to be cool.
I've always been like a weather geek. So like when the National Weather Service puts out their maps, they color code them for severity. And normally like if there's a yellow or maybe an orange, you're like, ooh, this is big. These are like more like on the red side.
Nice.
That's from what I've seen, Brittany. Is that right? Like,
oh man,
is there a higher color?
I don't know.
There is, and it's bright, bright, bright pink, and it's like the worst. Like,
Brittany, trust me, I am not trying to make light of this in any way, shape, or form. But one tragedy I heard of one time, you talked about ping pong size hail. It was actually a thing where it was an event, and they were dropping ping pong balls from a helicopter, and they didn't realize the draft from the rotor and the blades were whipping those things.
No.
And these poor kids were out there trying to get their little Subway sandwich, and they're getting hit in the forehead, and kids were just getting pummeled, and it was terrible. Oh, the paramedics had to come out there. They had to wave the helicopter off.
Yeah.
Because they say those ping pong balls were going 70 miles an hour back.
That is not true.
And then their moms and their strollers getting knocked around.
Jim, the moment he started telling the story,
I was just like, okay,
there's this thing like that one famous scene that happened here at City Hall where remember that famous movie where the Russians attack and that baby stroller goes bouncing down the stairs and the guy has to drag it at the very last because the mom had gotten knocked out? It was same thing happened, Brittany.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Take cover, people.
Okay.
Don,
anyway.
You with me on this?
Probably.
But Brittany, kids are getting knocked into the river. It's unbelievable. Coast Guard. They had the tug.
Yeah.
Pulling people out with a big hook.
Right.
Pulling kids out.
But we're in the 80s next week. 80s.
Oh, gosh.
Are we?
Yeah, 80s.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Summer's going to be here. So anyway, we got to get through this week. All right. So we got to kind of... keep an eye on the weather.
Give us that
24 hours.
You know, don't even give us long range. Just give us 24 hours.
I was going to say.
But I mean, we got to get through this,
I just
right?
said
and then
that.
It's nice.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah. How do you guys, I have a question though for you. How do you get your warnings? How do you rely on it? And you know, if you're going to bed, if it's late at night, if it's midnight, what are you relying on to wake up?
Wives.
I don't. I'm always surprised when I do wake up.
I don't, you know,
I think the phone alerts is what I have turned on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have a weather app or anything.
No, me. My kids would get scared of storms. And I'm like, look, this house has been here for over 100 years. It's not going anywhere tonight.
You know, not that one.
Well, I think storms, I think I happen to like, you know, you've been to my house. I like going upstairs and watching storms.
Oh,
like,
I do too.
I'm like into storms.
Same. Oh, man. When I lived in Alloway, we'd walk out in the backyard and the whole storms would come moving up Grays Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd see them coming from down below Green Bay.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Me too.
So, Brittany, you're like that.
I
am. 100%. I'm a storm chaser. I mean, but I respect them. That's for sure. I know what their power is. And it's kind of a bittersweet thing. You know, when you're out storm chasing, you get that tornado, you see it, you're watching it, you're amazed. And then the destruction happens and you are thrown through shock. Like, oh my gosh, rescue mode. Now what do we do? Like, panic. It's a lot.
I got another thing here. The only worst celebration, imagine having roadblocks put up right downtown with no one there during a celebration and the people don't know where to go. Brian, just throwing it out there. Brittany, you want to stick around? Come back again. We got some other stuff we want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Right, thank you. Brittany Merlot, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen.
Hey, welcome back. Brittany Merlot joining us with a very special report. We got a couple of texts here. I was a farm kid, and many people would like to hire people with farming backgrounds.
No doubt.
True story, Rob. You know why? It's like somebody said with the kids they brought in, there was a problem. They're like, all right, let's go to work on it.
Yep.
You know, oh my God, we got a problem. And it's like when you grew up on a farm, it's like, okay, the shear busted. Let's fix the shear pin.
Yeah. Rob, I told this story once before, but my brother and I started a converting company, and starting a business, very risky. Most of us fail. Most of them fail. First employee, farm girl.
Perfect.
Perfect. Nice. It's just, you can't underestimate that. Nope. She was there every day, worked hard. And if something in the machine broke, she's right under.
That's exactly it.
Fixing it.
That's 100% what this guy said.
And then we got a lot of employees after, but I was, Shelly was just absolutely the best. And then, you know, she worked hard enough. She got had enough money, saved up enough money to get a vehicle.
Yeah.
Truck.
But, I was
very happy for her. She was by far first and best employee, and she.
And the guy even said one of his first employees at this little office they had, and it's like the copier would go down and the copier's down.
Yeah.
And he'd just be like, you know, at the farm, if the milker went down, we'd just do her by hand, and they're that kind of like, okay, right. Whatever happened.
Don't panic.
Let's just get her done. Yeah. I could see. Did you grow up on a farm, Brittany?
I did not grow up on a farm, but my grandparents had one, so I was there quite often.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Something special about farms, isn't there?
Yeah, it's
dedication.
It really is.
And they don't, they don't take off. They work because you got to work. You can't just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just always work. Anyway, they're great, great employees.
You know what I always wish, though? I always wish I had a farm, and I would love to have had a big barn that we didn't use and convert that into like an indoor basketball court for in the winters. Wouldn't that have been fun?
And that's why you wouldn't have been a farmer, because they use those for storage. They don't.
I wouldn't need that much storage.
Yeah.
But put in like a batting cage or a golf range, you know what I mean? Hitting into a net.
Little bar over in the corner.
Absolutely. Big screen.
Uh-huh. In a loft.
Actually, have you seen the movie? Have you seen the movie yet, Green and Gold?
No. I know you told me to. Yeah, I'm going to.
Have you seen the movie Green and Gold, Brittany?
No.
Okay. Well, the girl, one of the main stars of
the
entire
movie. That's the guy from
Door County.
Chips.
Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
From Coach.
Coach.
Okay.
Yeah. And All the Right Moves with Tom Cruise. Great movie. Great high school sports movie. But anyway, she lived in the barn. And she had it all converted like that. It's like, wouldn't that be great to take an old, whole big barn and convert that into something cool?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't
the barndominium thing is the new thing.
Yeah.
Where they're
like
renovating and upgrading, and they're better than houses now, it looks like.
Love it. Okay. Love it. Well, Brittany, go ahead and give us this tornadic bit of information here.
Environment.
Awesome. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, unfortunately, these storms are going to get worse and worse as the day goes on. Definitely anything this afternoon and early evening, keep your head up, stay weather savvy, have a plan in place, know what you're going to do in case you're in a tornado warning, because we're actually looking at the potential of some strong, long-lived tornadoes that could happen. We're looking at anywhere from EF2 or stronger, and of course, that could shift homes from foundation. That could rip roofs off. I mean, these are pretty significant tornado risks here. And I hate scaring people, and that's not what I want to do this morning. But I just want you to be aware that the possibility is there. I mean, this atmosphere is a loaded gun. That's what we call it, a loaded gun sounding, where it can just explode, where we can see these storms turn into severe with a tornado pretty rapidly this afternoon. And then we're also looking at a cold front this night, tonight moving through, that also could have tornadoes embedded, hidden, rain wrapped in them. And of course, 70 mile per hour wind gusts moving with that line that could uproot trees, knock out power. We're looking at heavy downpours bringing in an inch of rainfall this evening as well. Lots of lightning out there already this morning. Hail is still a chance, large at times. It could be up to the size of ping pong balls. Just stay safe. Again, I really think this is going to hit the Fox Valley with a tornadic type of storm.
Hey, we're maybe around pretty, 6 to 7. We're trying to look at your map that Todd, where is that? What's that? Is that, would that, it's a real small, would that be Oshkosh, the very bottom?
Yes.
Todd?
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. That storm just rolled through Berlin right there. It's headed towards Oshkosh, and you got that moving into the Fox Valley. Now, these are not severe warned. These are just your, hey, heads up. The weather today is going to get pretty bad.
I mean, it's almost heading
towards.
Hear
some rumbles of thunder this morning.
It almost seems to be heading towards the UP a little bit, like a little bit northeast.
Yeah. So the good thing about these morning storms is a lot of them do want to sweep towards the UP, kind of grazing the Fox Valley area. And I think you're going to get another round late this morning that kind of wants to do the same thing. So nothing major this morning. Mm-hmm. I really, only thing bad from it would be hail. But this afternoon and evening, 6 to 7, watch out for tornadoes. Midnight, watch out for them again. And of course, hail and strong winds and heavy downpours. But this morning is just round one. This is the warm front pushing through. Right. We're going to get pretty warm and muggy today. Yeah, the highs hitting 70.
The timing on this is good because we just had the national, or was that just Wisconsin, that tornado drill?
We had that
2 weeks ago. We kind of, which I thought was really interesting at work. I don't know. I didn't know where we went, where I work, at the shelter, where you're all supposed
to
go.
You have a basement?
No, we don't.
I know. Quick question.
We go to the stairwell, right?
What's the difference between a warning and a watch?
Okay. So the watch is probably going to go out for parts of Wisconsin this afternoon. It's going to say, listen, the ingredients are there. It's what I'm telling you right now. Heads up. Pay attention. This atmosphere is up to no good today. When the warning happens, that means a tornado's on the ground. Someone saw it, or the rotation is on radar. It's happening. Take shelter.
Outstanding.
We've got the Brittany watch going right now.
Absolutely. Brittany, you're so awesome. It's incredible.
Thank you.
All right, Brittany.
We feel smarter talking to you.
Right, we do.
Good.
And we have a new word in our vocabulary.
Tornadic.
All right.
Brittany Moore, you're the very best.
Thanks, Brittany, so much.
Thanks, guys.
Civic media meteorologist. She's phenomenal. We got a big lineup coming. We got Mark Daniels talking post-draft. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. Rich Thompson, Bay Valley Lacrosse Conference. And the Grand in Oshkosh, of course, with Mike Clemens talking about the draft as well. Full plate. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.